All right, well, good afternoon, everybody. It is Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, and this is a collective bargaining session between the United Faculty of Florida, UCF chapter, and the team representing the Board of Trustees at the University of Central Florida. We had our last meeting on June 4th, and Charlie is showing the minutes from that meeting. Robert, how did those look?
Yeah, it looks good to me.
All right. Anybody else have any changes to suggest?
Looks good.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. Robert, we weren't sure if you were going to be here today.
Oh, really? You didn't want me here?
We knew you had a...
Well, Charlie's not sure I can present. Is that what I heard her say earlier? I want to make sure he can present. Articles is that maybe I misunderstood her intent in that.
I just want you to know
very nice
how badly I felt, you know, when your team lost in extra innings last night on a walk-off sacrifice fly. It says a lot about you and your character that you would be
very
here
good
today.
Very good. So if I return in kind, is it a White Sox or a Cubs? It's a Cubs hat, right?
It's either one.
Okay. Actually, last week I was in Chicago and I passed by the White Sox stadium.
White Sox hats are much cheaper these days than Cubs hats.
I can imagine.
All right. Well, we wish you and your team the best tonight.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Robert, as we understand it, you have some things that you would like to share with us. So the floor is yours.
Sure. Okay, so let's see. I'll start with easiest to hardest, or maybe least to most revisions on our part. That works for you, Chuck. So we can get this one out of the way really quick.
The floor is yours, however you want to do this.
All right. Let me see. Okay. Give me a second to get set up here. All right, I have up here Article 19, and you gave us an Article 19 with which one change in it, right?
One real change, yes.
Right, so we are proposing a change in the same place. And what we are saying in Article 19, maybe this could work, is we could just refer to 8.6D instead of repeating the details that are in 8.6D. We just refer to 8.6D. That would be our position on Article 19.
Okay, I think why. The reason that we had proposed something for 19.4C is to reinforce what's actually in 19.4D.
So you could actually, you're saying refer to D?
Well, the whole point of this was just redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would like faculty to be aware of the expectations, so there are no hiccups.
Sure, but isn't the summer conflict of interest policy in 8.6D?
Well, we added something. Yes, we proposed adding something there last time. Yes.
Okay. Well,
go ahead, Charlie.
I was just going to say I generally don't recommend going across the agreement to refer, because the things change and then you've got to update it in both places. If it will work to refer it to D, then that's fine with me. But I understand what you're trying to do is kind of get to the same problem just in a different way.
Mm-hmm. So y'all can think about it. How's that?
We will.
I give Chuck, I give you permission to think about this.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And what this indicates is, I think both your team and our team recognize that we want to make sure that if there is an expectation for faculty to disclose things, that they do in fact disclose it. And that's the message I take away. How we structure that in the CBA may still be something that we talk about, but I appreciate that you recognize we want to make sure that faculty are aware of that expectation.
All right, we could talk about this more. All right, are you good on this, Chuck?
I understand it.
All right, on to the next one.
That's it.
For this one, 19.
You're trying to break your own record for the fastest presentation of
I don't think that was as fast as
the
32,
lecture.
but you beat me on 32. So actually, you hold the record. I should bring out like a trophy in for you, Chuck. You put it in your office. And then we could just pass it back and forth when one of us beats it, right? Like the Stanley Cup.
Should get harder and harder to transfer
It
that thing.
should. It should. I thought I was going to beat you at 19, but Charlie asked some questions, so unfortunately, she held me back on this. But that's okay. Let me we're going to move to 8 now. So we talked about 8 quite a bit, the team. And there were some things that you had in here we accepted. So you'll see that they were accepted in the document. So you can go through them later if you want. And there's some things that we returned. There's some things that we revised. So I'll go back into here. So this part, most of the top part here, I think 10 through 20 something. We returned because the materials you sent us, Chuck, really didn't kind of have any of this material in it. And we don't think there's anything objectionable to this material. And we acknowledge that universities and UCF are under a lot of pressure from the federal government and from the Florida state government about diversity, equity, and inclusion and this kind of stuff. And we know that that if there's not already an executive order or a piece of legislation, there will be one soon coming. So we have, I know you've removed the entire line on 8.1b, but we are offering to move the end diverse candidates, which I think would take care of probably what you were after in that anyway. But we think there's a lot of statements here that we feel comfortable with that we want to maintain, like seeking qualified candidates, having a hiring process, and how the hiring process might look. We think that is very important for the document because those of you that are paying attention in the state of Florida, we are hiring presidents who appear not to be too qualified as university presidents. And searches for university presidents are being subverted by our governor, who is just kind of appointing people in fiat. And we are worried that changing this language might represent an opportunity for hiring practices that we believe are wrong on the presidential level to be replicated below that. So we feel really strongly that there's nothing objectionable in this section as is, and it doesn't conflict with or doesn't duplicate university policy because you didn't send us anything that seemed to be duplicated in what's here. So we are we want to return except for the and diverse. We want to return to the original language on this. Okay.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chuck.
I think there's a pretty reasonable chance that we will accept these suggestions. I think what may happen in the not too distant future is that we may get more guidance from the university on searches, and there may be some things that we'll want to include maybe the next time we do Article 8.
Or you mean like an
But
impact bargain or
I
something?
don't think there's much objectionable in these two sections. One thing that we raised last time, and I'll mention it again, but it's not a showstopper, is some of this language really applies to applicants, not to bargaining unit members. So
Yeah, that would
that's
include the
some of our
president.
hesitation, but I appreciate what you've done here. We will gladly take a good look at that.
All right. And I think down here is stuff we accepted. You probably could confirm that, right, Chuck?
So I guess given the speed with which you're scrolling through this, the suggested changes that we had offered for the
Yeah, up
climate
there,
agreement,
the right. Up here,
those are
right?
good.
Change an
Wait.
appointment?
Hey, Robert, can you
No,
roll up to the
8.3.
I'm sorry, what number?
8.3.
Can you stop right there for just a second, Robert? Can you right click on unknown field change and just accept change up there? Thank you. Thank you. All right, keep going. So we had several suggestions. No,
The
up,
other
up, up,
way, the other
other
way.
way. We had made some
Oh,
suggestions. It
here?
looks like
8.3.
you just.
Yeah, we accepted. Yeah, we
Okay.
accepted what you
Awesome.
had for you.
Awesome. Thank
So
you.
it was clear to you then that that was really just changing the language, not the meaning, right? Okay.
And we agree that if somebody's salary changed, they can go to Workday
Okay,
and
understood.
notice
I
that.
just
Yeah.
want to make sure that
Thank
was
you.
clear. Thank you.
All right. Then we go down here and we've rejected this change because we think that this is in the spirit of transparency. And we would like to keep this in the spirit of transparency. So any criteria should be made available in each department or unit. We see no reason to change that.
Okay, so if we have a posting in every department or unit that says course offerings, summer assignments will be made, taking in consideration programmatic needs and such, that we can just post that in every department.
Sure, or have a copy available if it's requested, right? I'm assuming that's how it works. Now, that's how it works in my department. If we ask, if we're curious about the criteria, we can ask for it and we're given it.
Okay, but I mean, if I print out 8 point whatever it is, five or six, depending on which version. A, that is the criteria. Okay, got it.
Okay, so there's a couple things here. One is I want to go over this first. And the change in normal actually changes the meaning of the sentence. So we reverted this back to the original language because change it to not normally obligated makes the sentence a different sentence than not obligated to perform any normal duty or activity. So we are rejecting that change. And then we have made some revisions. So we are giving in on the idea a little bit on the idea of a summer disclosure of conflict of interest, in that if someone enters into something which potentially is a conflict of interest, that the fall semester would inherit, then we think it should be disclosed. If there's something that's happening in the summer and it has no impact on the coming academic year, then I think we status quo this.
All right, we'll take a look at it.
Can I just ask about the normal, moving it from normal duty to not normally obligated? So remind me, I think the rationale for our suggestion to move the word normally had to do with things that someone might do over the summer, such as promotion materials or PTR materials. Chuck, am I wrong about that? I can't remember what the.
Well, that's part of it.
But not
But
normally obligated
the
is sort of
university's
like,
position is that there is an obligation to disclose things that might be a conflict of interest, even if someone is not technically on the clock, if they are still an employee who happens to be on a short work break. So we'll take a look at this. This
Yeah.
is something that we may have to share with the compliance and ethics people as well. But we wanted to hear from you on this. We appreciate that you're sharing this with us. We'll take a look at it and
And
see what we
I
come
just
up with.
have one more question though. The way I'm reading this appears to state, I guess, that the employee can do whatever they want during the summer as long as they're not under contract with UCF
I don't
in
know
the.
what you mean by whatever they want. If there is something that happens in the employee's life that would
Yeah.
require filling out of a conflict of interest form, but that is self-contained to the summer itself, right? I don't see why they would have to file a form.
I guess what I'm
If,
saying, if you're teaching oboe, something very, very specific, and we don't want you competing with UCF in teaching a very, very specific thing, is that something that you're
So
saying they could do with,
in your example, this person is not on a summer contract, right?
yes, that is
Yes,
correct.
then my answer would be yes, they are free to do as they wish in that instance. They can teach oboe. They can teach like psychedelic oboe. They can teach country oboe.
Country oboe, yeah.
Country oboe. They can teach
Okay.
Baroque oboe, classical oboe for Chuck.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure that I understood where you're coming from on what you what the
Sure.
goal was. And I understand now, so
Yeah,
thanks.
and Robert, we will take a look at this. The
All right.
example that Charlie's sharing is an instructional example. Some of the ones that have been mentioned to me by compliance and ethics are not necessarily instructional conflicts, but research conflicts, for example.
Sure.
So
So yeah,
we need to look at this very carefully,
right.
but
And if you want to bring that conversation to the next session, we can have that conversation next session.
okay.
Fair enough.
That's helpful, though.
We're open to the conversation. Was there anything else?
And it looks like
Oh,
what we
this
had
was
proposed in the last section, you accepted, except
okay.
within 30 days instead of 45.
All right. There you
But
go.
I think what had been requested here was to allow us to provide you the information in the database.
Yeah, right. That's my understanding, Charlie. Did was
Okay.
that not clear in the language? Because this is your language, right? This we didn't. The only thing we changed was the 30 days.
Okay, so the only reason I used 45 is that's what the other ones were, so I didn't have to remember different days.
Sure. But I mean,
So
if you want to fiddle with this language and make it more clear that it's like a database or Excel spreadsheet or whatever, feel
okay,
free.
I
That.
think we you and I can work that
Yeah, I
out
mean, we have
at
no
one.
objection to that,
So
Charlie.
you kept the part where we could do the shared spreadsheet. This makes this available, but would rather have it within 30 days. And I understand that completely, and that's fine. Okay.
All right.
Thank
So we'll
you
do
so
that.
much. I think we're very, very close on Article 8.
Okay.
I think we need to look very carefully at the summer opportunities, and in particular when they're not necessarily instructional opportunities. And get back to you on that. But I think we're very, very close on this.
All right.
And thank you.
We'll have a specific list outlawing psychedelic oboe.
That's a class I'd like to take personally. I just, but anyway, all right. All right, so 20, this shouldn't take too long. But actually, before I get to the article, I want to show you this. So I didn't realize this, but one of our service unit directors who works for the union pointed this out, and for somebody else, I just happened to see the conversation. So I got it for us. And this is Florida Atlantic University. Chuck, have you seen their Article 20 yet?
I have not looked at this recently, no.
Okay, great. So let me share it. And I will give it to you so you can post on the collective bargaining website. But and I'll just summarize it so you don't have to read it here. But it is here and I'll give it to you to read. But they're proposing a feedback opportunity, let's say, similar to what we are doing. What's different for them is, and it's the same way, it's like you go through step one. At the end of step one, you ask for this, you ask for a panel to be given so that they could provide feedback on the grievance for the step two process. So it's conceptually very much like what we originally offered you all. Now, what's different in theirs is that the panel is made up of bargaining unit members, but the chair of the panel is out of unit, presumably actually an administrator. I think the language they use is administrator. So an administrator chairs the panel. I can't remember how many people are in it. It might be six. I don't know, but it's a pretty big committee. They have I think like 2 months to get back, which is a lot longer than what we were offering here. So I know, Chuck, you would have concerns about speed and efficiency in that case, but luckily you're not at FAU. So this should be good. So again, it sort of replicates, and I didn't talk to anybody at FAU. We did this independently. So it's kind of a coincidence that we came up with the same thing. And I think what we were trying to do is avoid the messes I'd mentioned earlier with the FIU panel and the FSU panel being outside entities. Chuck, you had a question before I
Yeah,
move on?
there's I've been giving this a fair amount of thought, this idea, and this isn't a proposal, it's just me thinking out loud with some wonderful colleagues. One of the things that I've been contemplating, in part so we can do a step two grievance like we do a step one, is do the panel first, or do something like a panel just at the outset.
Hey, Robert, do you want to stop sharing or just so that we can see? Thank you. There we go.
In that way, if this was the first thing that was done, then a step one grievance and step two grievance could be handled in the same way. And again, this isn't a proposal. This is I'm thinking out loud, sharing with you some thoughts that I was thinking. So, we're listening. We understand the kind of thing you would like to incorporate. I'm trying to figure out how to do that uniformly, and make, if there's a change that we make, how do we make it so that every grievant benefits from it? So that's something that I want to look this over, but I'll tell you, that's a thought in my head. How do I do this? Should this be the first step, that we get some input or whatever, some feedback? So I throw that out there.
All
This
right.
a second thing that I'll repeat that I know I said last time. The way, and I don't know how this looks in here. This may resolve this. It appeared to me, from what was suggested the last time, proposal one was the grievance rep was critical in the feedback panel process, and it was up to the grievance rep whether or not the results of the panel were shared with anybody. And I don't want to dispute that, but what I was concerned about is if there's a bargaining unit member who is not dues paying, will they get the same attention from the grievance rep that a dues-paying member would get? And I understand why, from the union, we'd like to have people pay dues. I understand that the union would like to have people pay dues, and there's a benefit associated with that, that there's additional representation. But what I worry about is putting something in there that some bargaining unit members would not be able to utilize a step. So that will be another thing that's on my mind. I'm thinking about how do we make this, whatever we do, if there's a change that we can come up with that makes sense for both sides, where does it belong in the process, and how do we ensure that everybody has access to that modified process? Those are the two things that are foremost in my mind. And I'm happy to look at what FAU has done or what they've proposed. We'll take a look at it. And I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Okay, so can I respond now, or
Sure.
so I just want to say this, Chuck, just for future. It would be much easier to listen to you if you're wearing a Mets hat, just out of, But besides that, hang on one second. Besides that, so the first thing is actually I hear what you're saying on step one, and that might be a good idea, but the problem is I think what we want the feedback panel to do is look at the step one result and say we agree or we don't agree, basically it. So if there's no result and they get it before step one, the feedback panel can't do that. They're just going to say, Maybe they'll say this is a valid grievance, this grievance has no merit or something like that, which could be instructive, which could result in the same things, but we'd have to have that conversation about whether, the feedback panel needs the step one response to respond to or not. Like, what's the merit there? So that we have to develop that conversation if you want to go to a pre-step one feedback panel. The other thing is, we have revised, we're not going to give you the same Article 20. We actually revised it based on your comments from the last session. We are more than willing to present to you, but if you want us to hold back, we can. And if you want to present another Article 20 before we do, or we could present the Article 20 we have prepared that actually addresses the concerns you just raised.
I'm happy to listen to anything that you're ready to share with us.
I'd like to see it, I think.
Yeah, what it does, I appreciate what we're doing right now. This is the best conversation we've had in months about
Wait,
Article.
wait, 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 wait. We talked about the Mets at the beginning of this
Well, I said about
session.
Article 20. This
Oh,
is
about Article 20. Okay.
I think this is a good conversation, and we're throwing out ideas. This is the kind of
Right.
thing I was hoping would happen.
Sure.
I was
And I think, and I'm hoping you're with me on this, but our objective is to be like FIU, FAU, and FSU, who all have agreed that the process needs an independent voice somewhere. Now, other universities have not done that, but those three have. So presumably the bargaining teams that represent those universities agreed that an independent voice is important. I'm hoping that our university's bargaining team agrees that an independent voice merits consideration and merits this discussion.
Well, we will consider anything that you ask us to consider. I make no promises. I've shared with you some of the thoughts that I have, some of the concerns that I have. I want something. If we do something that's different than what we have right now, I want to make sure that it's available to all bargaining unit
Okay.
members. That's important to me.
So you want me to present then?
But if you've got something to
I've
share with
got
us,
something.
we're happy to listen to you.
Okay. Here we go. All right. So I reverted back to the original article we gave you. I reverted back the time to 30 days, right? Because we pushed it to 45, right? So I believe I put them back to 30. So that was
Okay.
changed to respond to your concerns. All right, the other change, so it's just those two spots we're talking about. So in this spot here, what we have, let me see here, this is what would represent your concern here. Anyone not represented by UFF will have the opportunity to request the feedback panel. And we'll consult and select from the university's feedback panel list. So this is no different than arbitration, right? Because when you come up with a list of arbitrators, you have to come to us to prepare the list, right? And then if someone goes through the grievance process and they are not represented by us, they still have access to that arbitration list that we helped to create. So this would be in spirit the same process, that if you're not represented by the union, you still have access to the feedback panel. You have access to the list. I thought that was kind of assumed. I'll be honest with you, Chuck. I thought it was assumed with the previous article that we presented, but you raised the concern, so clearly it was not. So we put the language in there to make it explicit that if you are not represented by UFF, you still have access to the
Okay,
feedback panel in this process.
this brings up another question. Maybe it's just my misunderstanding. If there is someone who's currently not represented by UFF, they can request the panel, and it'll still be the two-person panel, so that they have, whether they pay dues or not, they have access to the same panel.
And that was all true during arbitration, right? If they were dues paying or not, they had access to arbitration when arbitration wasn't outlawed, right?
That they had access to it, but arbitration is different because it's only involving an outside person. Now, if there's a feedback panel, there's somebody who's
Yeah,
been
but
chosen on a list by UFF that would still need to serve on that
and the
team.
arbitration list was also a collaborative list between UFF and UCF, right?
Yes.
So this is all parallel. You mentioned nothing, Chuck, that's not parallel to the
All right, well,
arbitration system.
we'll take a look at it. If we've got questions, we'll make sure that we
All
field
right.
these questions as cleanly as we can.
Okay. The next part, again, and this comes from the concerns you raised last time, Chuck. So you might be pleased with some of this. So what happens with the what was changed in here is when the panel comes to a decision, right? That decision is emailed to you all, right? Here we go. The report goes to you all, and then in two you have and that's 2 weeks after the conclusion of step one, which I think is speedy, if we're talking speedy in terms of speedy, that's a speedy process. And then you have one business day to send that to the grievant or the grievance representative to see, and the feedback observations are in play for either side. If UCF wants to use the feedback observations, they can. If UFF, or I'm sorry, if the grievant wants to use the feedback observations, they can. If neither wants to use the feedback observations, they can. So that was the change here.
Okay, thank you. I hear how closely you were listening to what we said, and I believe you're trying to address these things. So,
Just as a clarification, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Chuck, but it says step one. Do you mean the step one grievance meeting or the step one panel meeting?
on the first sentence.
On all of them. The option conclusion of step one, observation of the results from step one. So you mean the step one meeting, grievance meeting, or?
Right, so results would be results of the step one process.
Step one decision.
Step one
Yeah.
decision then. Okay, I just wanted to, okay, got it, got it, got it. Thank you. I just want to be absolutely clear.
Sure.
Grievance meeting.
All right, well, I'm glad you get the impression we listened, and I'm glad you are listening to us, Chuck. What the good news is, you and I do not have to go into couples therapy because we are listening and we
Hallelujah.
are
Oh
responding.
my goodness. Do you have any more on this article?
I think that's it. I'll go through real quick. Like I said, we changed the dates back to 30. We reverted them. If you see something that's 45, we might have missed it. So feel free to change that back. But that is what we have.
Thank you.
Okay, that's great. We look forward to getting those and taking a look at those. I think we're making progress, and I really do appreciate the conversation today to talk about where we had questions and perhaps differences. And I'm pleased to see that everybody's listening to everybody, and I think we're making some progress here. So I think this is good. Talat, you have a question?
No, just saying goodbye. Too soon. All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Is there anything else we need to cover today?
I think three articles is a lot, Chuck, don't you?
You did great.
Our desk is clear, so we're taking off. We're probably going to go to the beach, hang out. You all have work to do.
We do. We do. And
But before you go to the beach, will you please send me the articles, including
I will.
the FAU handout, please?
Charlie, is there ever a day I don't send you the articles after a session? Can you point to a time when I was slack on that?
Well, we look forward to receiving them, and thank you very much for your time this afternoon. I think our next scheduled session is on the 16th of July. So this gives us a great opportunity to look at these. Thank you very much, Robert.
All right. Fantastic.
And I hope your Mets win tonight.